Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. Podcast Network, powered by Omaha Audio. Cousins Al coming to you on a Friday morning. Mikey Meatballs fiddling with the knobs, and joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the Parlay Kid. Darren is his name, and Brother Bri. What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
I get confused because it's usually Brother Bri, Darren the Parlay Kid, and Harry, you know, but Harry now makes every third or fourth podcast, so I have to get in the rhythm of the new, just in introducing you two. So I'm sorry if I seemed a little...
No, it's not easy.
Sorry,
so
we don't...
You're not to blame.
I think there's a rumor on the internet, though, that Harry may be dead. It's
is
possible.
He dead?
It's a possibility. It's a rumor. It's a rumor.
All right. I'd be okay with that. No, look, he checked in with us Wednesday, and, you know, I think the European vacation continues, or maybe now he's in the States, but I don't know. I heard a lot of reports of vomiting and defecating all over Europe, but it's a lot more adorable when he tells the story. So, Parlay Kid, we'll wait for him to come back.
Honestly, I think Brian was getting a lot of the text messages.
Yeah.
Because I've stopped responding to him, so I think he's gave up on sending them to me. So,
yeah,
I think I did get one about five bags of vomit. She filled up five bags of
vomit.
Is his wife. It's probably his wife. The salmon. Yeah, that's the salmon. Okay, whatever it is, but it's always everybody
filled five bags.
Can this guy ever travel? I can tell you this real quick. I got something from somebody in a DM. That's one of our followers that, you know, Harry is also name is Mike Donahue. He's one of our good followers.
Yeah. We like
and,
Mike.
I don't think Mike minds me sharing this, but he's like, Harry's first in one respect, he's telling me how he's lying in a bed flying from Paris or wherever he was at the time.
Yeah, it's a bed.
Yet then still complaining that the food wasn't up to his standards.
He's ridiculous.
This is what he's telling a guy he's never even met, Sal.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's
look, he's gross. It's like Honey Boo Boo's family took a trip to Europe, and yeah, we really should have just documented it. We should have taken cameras and picked it. But anyway, I think he's back Monday. He claims he's not going to miss anymore. But anyway, he's also like won his last three picks, Brian. I think he's... some of them are like minus 190 and minus 200, but you know, if you're going 5-22, I guess I'll take any winner, right?
Yeah, it was like what was it? 7-25? 7-26?
Yeah, 7-25. Yeah. Hey, there are winners out there. Bri, I wish you could get this gold cap. The May Prop Culture winner was Jeff Albright. He got 8 right out of 10. Good job by him. He gets a gold cap. Mikey Meatball is going to send that in the mail. And now, right now, you could join our June Prop Culture Challenge. That is extrapoints.com/arcade. Let me give you a sample question there, Parlay Kid. You know, Al Pacino is having another kid. He's like 109 years old, but he's having a baby this month. The prop culture asks, what will the sex of Al Pacino's baby be, and will it be born with a ponytail?
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know. Not judging by these days, he's an actor, non-binary, most likely.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Interesting.
Something like to that nature. Yeah.
You're right.
They won't announce the sex until the baby decides its own sex.
The baby's like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, man. Maybe you're right. Maybe we didn't put enough choices up there. I have boy and no. Something a little less complicated, I think. How many rostered NFL quarterbacks will be featured on TMZ, pictured at a Taylor Swift concert this month, Bri? Over under 1.5. We've already seen Mac Jones and Aaron Rodgers, and I think the concert is heating up this month. What do you say? Over or under?
Over under 1.5, but we already saw.
Two? No. We're not counting those two. Starting in June.
I'm going to have to do some research on where the concert's going to, what stadiums it's
good
going
call.
To. I'll say over, though. I'll say over.
Okay.
Because she's playing in football stadium, so I could see them, like, whoever.
Oh, yeah.
The quarterback's taking their wives or their girlfriends or whatever, or their kids. So it's definitely over.
Okay. Absolutely. There's BET award questions, Tony awards, the domestic gross box office for The Flash. What's it going to be? DeSantis, Trump, what the margin will be at the end of June. Powerball. Lots of stuff going on. ExtraPoints.com/Arcade is where you get that done. Game one in the books. Denver wins 104-93. I think I said 107-97. So it was right in that range.
Man, you got it.
Miami, though, Brian, with the ball down 11 and 30 seconds left and a chance to cover. What a bedache that would have been if Denver backers again, if Miami had covered. They were getting handled all
the game. The only thing I don't like, if you're playing too, I don't want to like it. It kind of, you're down 11. With, because somebody, a lot of people, it was nine for a lot of people, right? For
It ended up nine. Up to nine. So
you were maybe looking at push there, but the guy drives to the basket, down 11. Just shoot a three.
I feel like if you're down,
I'd be more pissed off though. In all honesty. I'd be more pissed off on a push there if the guy just down 11, just drives to the basket with no time left to just get 2 points on the box score for himself. I'd be more upset with that. If you're going to be down 11.
If you were a Miami fan or you, if you're Denver.
I'm just saying if I just bet the game, right? I'm going to be pissed either way, but I'm going to be more pissed if the guy gets a layup and it pushes and I lose, right?
I'd rather lose there on a three
than a push with somebody taking a layup there down 11.
All right. I think I understand. I've confused myself too. Yeah. So you're falling into Harry territory there, Brian. Paulie Kidd, rust was non-existent. You know, it was the first Nuggets first game in 9 days. It was the Heat's fourth game in 9 days, right? Well, they had played four or nine games, something like that. But I think like when it was like 27-20, it was obvious that Denver was in sync. At least that's the way I felt. How early did you see it as? Oh yeah, they're on top of their game.
You're exactly right, Sal. Jokic came out and was just a facilitator.
Yeah.
From the start, it was like, okay, I'm gonna get all. So that helps so much, right? When your best player is just playing unselfish ball,
right?
Getting the rest of his teammates in a rhythm, like he did to start the game. It was just a genius tactic on him or the coaching staff, whatever you want to say. And, you know, you never know really how this goes, right? In terms of, but I think this home court advantage for Denver is real. The altitude thing is real. Mm-hmm. And you have a team that has to be tired. I thought, if anything, the Heat would show up in the first half and kind of fold in the second while Denver shook off some rust, but it totally didn't happen. The Heat was, they were obviously exhausted. That happened. But just on top of the altitude, on top of the Nuggets, just looking fresh and on point. It was, you know, don't even let that score fool you. That was a one-sided game. I mean, really the whole way it was a one-sided game. Miami never seemed into the game. Never.
Yeah, they were mostly up 17 and 19. Right. And when you talk about Jokic, especially early on, it reminds me of like, I don't know, like a coach teaching a 8-year-old basketball team. Like the coach stands straddling the paint with Statue of Liberty ball in the hand and just seeing what's going on around them.
Sal, that's a great comparison.
Thank you.
That's what it seems like. No, really though, right? It's like the guy's like, when this guy goes here, now you go here. Now you go here. Here. Like,
we got
it's
a million
amazing.
Options. Right.
It's amazing.
And it's not always the three. It's not always kicking it out behind the arc. It's Gordon, like, on the pick and roll and dunk it. Like, Gordon had such a great early start, right?
Right. Which goes to the fact is, if you're starting a team, is he the guy you're taking number one now? Like, it's really amazing. Like, the evolution of this kid has been fantastic.
It has to be. I mean, it has to be. I would say to what Darren's point is right there. I mean, the thing with this game was I actually didn't think Miami I didn't think they really played that bad. They just missed a ton of shots early. And once you go behind, the thing is, even if you make a run against this team eventually, right? Mm-hmm. If Jokic has to make a play, you trust him that he's going to make a play. And it seems like late in games, yesterday just doesn't miss.
They really don't allow too many runs.
When they need a shot. No.
Yeah, sure. They really don't. On the other side, Jimmy Butler, not a good game. This is an interesting player prop day I had with him. I had, first of all, yesterday took that he would not make a three. He doesn't take that many. He doesn't take more than three threes. Usually it was like, right. I saw something like 4 to 7 games. He's, hasn't made a three. And I was getting plus money. He hits a three with like a minute gone. I also had under 7.5 Jimmy Butler first quarter points. He had 5 with 10:48 left in the first quarter, but he couldn't find his rhythm. Only had 7 in the first quarter and finished with 13 on 6 for 14. Is he injured, parlay kid? I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to give Tatum the benefit of the doubt, but I'll give Jimmy Butler the benefit of the doubt. And they can't really win this thing with him hobbled, right?
Yeah, well, look, you go back to the Knicks series when he turned his ankle, right? That was a bad ankle turn. Right? It was, when you watch it, it was bad. And he's, he missed one game and he's played through it. That there's no way. I don't think that thing could be 100% since that happened. Mm-hmm. Really? I don't think it. But if anybody can kind of tough it out, it would be Jimmy Butler, I believe, especially now. And but look, there are a lot of guys that are banged up in a lot of different ways. Some that are more obvious than others. So it's, I don't think Butler would offer any excuses at this point.
Brian, what Butler did say, I guess this morning or late last night, said we need to attack more. I mean, you were the first to point out on our text chains, like, oh my God, there's no free throws for these teams. Like, there's no, how is this going on?
No, like, it's funny because, like, when you're it was, it's kind of a little bit of a blowout that game. So, like, I may have missed like 30 seconds here or there, but there wasn't anything that was like, oh my God, that they should have called that, right? In terms of, but I will say it is odd when Adebayo, who I had going under it, Adebayo is super aggressive, right? Mm-hmm. He takes 25 shots inside, not once you go into the line. Butler takes, another 11 or 12 two-pointers. Again, they shot 39 threes, so whatever, but they did take, because they didn't get to the line, they took 96 shots in that game, which is a ton because when you're not getting to the line, obviously that your shots go up. But
two free throws.
You still took 57 two-pointers. You go to the line once. I mean, you don't even get fouled on a three. It's weird. I mean, I think they wanted to swallow the whistle in general for that game. It just like late, they had to call some stuff against the Heat. Jokic was going to the line, but it was
Denver 16 for 20, Miami 2 for 2 free throws. I'm trying to think of the other discrepancies. Denver had 8 3-pointers made. Miami had 13. Yeah. Didn't matter. Assists were about the same. Looking at these turnovers, about the same.
Turnovers were low. Turnovers were low.
Ten to eight.
The game was quick. It moved.
Well, look at. There's one. I mean, obviously, I think he's. I mean, this. Yeah, the free throw thing was crazy, though. Really crazy.
Well, and the other thing, though, if you want to look at something, Strus, Martin, Duncan Robinson, 2 for 23. You can't win.
Those numbers, plus 13 points
out of Butler, just not winning that game.
This is why Duncan Robinson, you don't have to be cocky every time, every game. You don't have to be cocky. This is that Duncan Robinson's like Harry with his picks, right? Harry wins a few picks, gets cocky, right? Then disappears. Exactly. And,
next thing you know, there's going to be, pictures of Duncan Robinson crapping in the aisles of Lufthansa Air or whatever. I'm not sure. Anyway, Pauly Kidd, I know you had Jokic, Caesars had these specials, player specials, Jokic to not average a triple-double, I think. And I had that he would average 12 or more assists at 5-1. He had 14 yesterday. And again, so that what we talked about earlier on, straddling the paint, just looking for the open man, if that's going to be their game plan, it's going to work. That's going to be tough to keep him under a triple-double.
Yeah, no, I said the assists where I'd have to root for the under, but now he's certainly going to have to put together a few 6 or 7 assists type of games, unless maybe the rebounding thing isn't going to be his thing this series just because you know, Adebayo is dealing with a little bit, and maybe the rest of the Nuggets will pick up the rebounding slack. So I'm not, it's not looking too good on that end for my, for that pick.
You also suffered a bed ache with the, you had Murray to be the top scorer. I was looking good
Murray
for a
minute.
Murray
to be the top scorer, Sal. He was going back
plus
and two, forth.
Plus 300 on that or?
Plus 225.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. He was going back and forth with Adebayo. They were both at 24 going into the fourth. Adebayo went up to, he goes up to, he's literally up like 10 points on Jokic. I'm not even paying attention to Jokic.
Right.
All of a sudden, I kind of got a little sidetracked from the game and looking at what was going on because it was over. A game was technically over. Mm-hmm. But I would occasionally just look to see how the scoring was going. And you see Jokic creeping up, but I'm still thinking, no way. It's too far away still. But then he scores like 4 or 5 points really late, takes and outscores him 27-26, and I lose that freaking bet. I was thinking it was just going to end up a push. Because Adebayo and Murray were going to come out of the game probably at some point.
Right.
But the game got a little closer, so the starters stayed in, and then Jokic just somehow got his points. He just got his...
I think it's almost like he does that thing where he's a facilitator in the beginning, and then by the third quarter, he's like, all right, guys, let me get my points and or a little bit of help on the from the foul line, right? So he's going to get 4 free throws in the fourth quarter or something, so he's always going to end up around 20... between 23 and
seems
60.
Like it, no doubt.
Three guys on Denver with double doubles. This is tough. It's just a tough team to defend, a tough team on the other end. Jokic minus 500 to win MVP now. Murray 6-1. Butler plus 625. Bam 25-1. I said I like Jokic. I mean, whatever, you're not getting any value even finals here, but I also said Caleb Martin at 30-1. I don't even think you can find Caleb Martin now.
No.
On this thing after that performance. So that's kind of ugly. For game two, Denver minus 9 and 214.5. I'm trying to think like, all right, the bad thing is for Miami is you have to play this game in Denver, and they really just don't look like they're going to lose in Denver, whether it's altitude, whether it's the fans, whether it's just a comfort zone, whatever it is, 9-0. Probably 10-0. Denver should win. Denver wins. They cover most of the time. The good thing I would say about Miami is this Highsmith, he's a bright spot, right? You could check Jokic for a minute. 7-for-10. He had 18 points. I don't know. I'm trying to think what a good thing. Parlay Kid, you're taking the Heat plus 9. Give us your reasons why.
Yeah, well, look, I've come to respect the Heat and how they play. Even in yesterday's game, they're never out of a game, right? Like we've seen the fourth quarter comebacks. You knew they were playing just to cover yesterday. I didn't think there was ever a chance they could come back and win the game. But boy, oh boy, were they close to covering. I don't know if Denver can play much better in game two, but I do think the Heat can play a lot better. I think the Heat will get to the free throw line more than 2 times. For the entire game. I think that automatically is going to... When, are we going to see a game where the Heat make 2 free throws?
Yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement.
That's going to happen. There's no way, I'll talk about Strus in a second, that Strus is going, you know, 0 for, you know, a million from the field, and Martin's going to be this terrible. You might not get the same production from Highsmith that you got in game one, but I just think Denver played as well as they could play, in my opinion, and the Heat were off from the very beginning. I think we see a Heat team that showed that their mental toughness throughout every series so far show up in this game and make this a much, much more competitive game too. Heat plus 9, that's what I'm taking.
All right. I don't mind that. Bri, you like the under. I definitely like that. I'll give you my reasons, probably the same as yours, but go ahead.
Under 214.5. Yeah, I was debating back and forth on this game because I originally said if Denver came out and won game one pretty easily that the series was over, it was going to be a blowout. But again, to Parley Kid's point, you know, again, they didn't necessarily, like, even though it was kind of a blowout, they didn't really play that bad. They just couldn't hit some of their shots early. So, but I'm going to go under 214.5. The Heat have gone under in 4 straight The only way I think for Miami to win this game is they really have to slow the game up, right, and muck it up. It's kind of even just how they played the last couple of games against Boston and against Denver. I mean, you could say, again, what Parley Kid was saying, both teams shoot better, more free throws in game two, clock stopping a little bit. But I think both teams are patient offensively. You know, and they're not a lot of turnovers, so you don't see a lot of easy baskets. You don't get a lot of breakaways. I mean, the refs have been, for most of these playoffs, they have been swallowing their whistle a little bit. So I think the fact you get an extra day of rest here, Miami defensively may pick up the intensity here, knowing that they kind of, they have to be in this game. So I'm going to go under 214.
Yeah, this game is Sunday. I like the under also. I'm going to combine it with Denver money line, and I'm going to adjust the under to 219.5. So if you get Denver money line plus the under 219.5, I'm bumping it up 5 points. It's even odds. It's minus 106 or something. I don't see them losing at home. I know, again, yes, those Miami, you're probably not going to see Strus, Martin, Robinson 2-for-23 again. But I just don't see a ton of points being scored in these home games for Denver. Their average margin of victory at home is 12. I worry a little about a cover, so I'm going to go money line and under 219.5 in the 110-105 range. I'll say 106-102, just adjusting that over under up 5 points in case there's shenanigans towards the end. But I don't see more than 210. 106-102 is my final score. Now, Parley Kid and I are butting heads over this player prop in game two. I'm going Strus under 1.5 threes made at plus 116. I like the plus money. I know I usually zigzag game one with the player props, but three of his last five games, this under 1.5 threes for Strus has hit. It's either really like 0-1 or 2. It's either been 0-1 or 2 each of the last seven games. 0-for-9 for three. Last game, I think he settles down a little, doesn't take as many. So I'm going to go under because I like the plus. Parley Kid, you're zagging the zig. You're going over 1.5 threes.
Yeah, I'm paying a hefty price here at minus 160 to go over 1.5. If I like Miami to rebound here a little bit in this game, I have to like Strus to knock down some shots. Very rarely do we see a player go 0-for-9. Do we expect Strus to go 1-for-7 in this game? I don't think so. I don't think this guy's shooting 1-for-16 to start this series. I think the length of Denver might be giving him a little bit of a problem with their defensive length. But this is a guy who averaged 2.5 three-pointers a game during the regular season, down to 2 a game here in the postseason. But that still puts him over the 1.5 on his average. That's why I'm paying a minus 160 Harry price here. But yeah. I'll take it. I'll go against you with Strus. I think he did most of these guys buckle down after such a bad all-time performance. 0-for-9 from 3 from Strus. Mm-hmm. I think he just got to battle his way through it. I think, and they'll be willing to give him the shots. I think they'll be willing to say, go ahead, Strus, you didn't make one. I think he makes 1 or 2 early, and then maybe I can relax.
Well, the only thing out there, there's all that, but also Tyler Harrell could take some of those shots. What are they saying, Brian? They're testing his hand. He could be ready for game two.
Yeah, they were saying that yesterday. He could be back for game two. But even I'm curious if he comes back, like what that team, what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
Like how much is he playing? Is he playing 10 minutes?
I know he's clear to come back, but yeah, now Spoelstra has to figure that out. So we'll see. All right, you have Michael Porter Jr., right? Over 8.5 rebounds,
you get a plus 108. Look, Michael Porter Jr. in prior seasons was a better rebounder than he was this year. This year, he only averaged 5.5 during the regular season, but in prior years, I think last year, he averaged 7.5. But in the playoffs, he's been a much better, more well-rounded player. The problem I always used to have with Michael Porter is like he was a guy that as soon as he got the ball, he would kind of just shoot. Didn't necessarily do a lot of other things, but I feel like in this playoffs, he's not just, you know, and if he can't score, if he's having trouble shooting the three, he's been rebounding really well and defending better. He had 13 rebounds last night, 10 or more rebounds in 4 of his last 5 games. And, you know, Miami just doesn't have much size here. So I like him to go over the 8.5 again.
All right. I was looking at Jokic's numbers here, Parley Kid, because they're always fascinating. So if you want no triple-double, which is what you were hoping that he would average, no triple-double, you get the no is minus 106. But if you want under 10.5 assists, you get plus 106.
Yeah. Right?
Am I looking at this? So, and we think that's the way to go. Now, we had 14. Maybe the over is the way to go at minus 133. Sorry, I'm looking at rebounds now. I'm going to get back on track. The over is minus 137, over 10 and a half. Under 10 and a half is plus 100. So if you want no triple double, you can get even odds if you go under 10 and a half. You know, it's likely he's not going to get seven rebounds. So you should be okay there. I don't know what you're agreeing to. I didn't make any sense there. All right.
Well, I do love Brian's Michael Porter Jr. pick. So I gave him out that prop yesterday.
Yeah.
He went up one. It's his points, rebounds, assists over 24 and a half now. And it's still a pretty reasonable number, but the guy has made like nine of his last 10 games. He hasn't even been close. He's goes over that number.
That might be a better
ease.
That could
every
be
time.
Even a better play there. That's a good one though.
The PRA, the points, rebounds, assists.
He's been a machine going over that. But you are getting a plus number, Brian, with yours. So
yeah.
For him to go over that, the rebound total is a fair one right there.
Yeah. So. I'm looking before I leave. So Denver's minus 1.5 is minus 280. That's for the they win 4-2, 4-1, or sweep. You can get the Heat at plus 2.5 at plus 115. Paulie Kidd, you like that a little bit. You like that the Heat come back and win two games at least at plus 115.
Oh,
you got to think they'll win one at home, and then you're going to have to steal one probably.
Yeah. I mean, I have Denver in six, so I guess I could like that, figuring that I thought Denver would win game one anyway.
Right.
So something to consider for sure.
Something else interesting, Heat to win the game and Denver to win the series is 5-1. So I don't know. I'm just looking at any little edge we can get here because MVP is out of whack and Denver just straight up to win the series is no good. Yeah. All right, listen, let's give Caesar some love and we'll be back to talk hockey, little NFL, Major League Baseball, and then Shark Tank. Then we'll get out of here. Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesar's Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesar's Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns reward credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great, you keep those winnings. But if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and older only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 or more wagers only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet is $1,250. The bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, it's 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE, New York, or text HOPENY. All right, game one, NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Vegas, a minus 130 favorite, plus 110 on the other side. Am I reading the series odds or am I reading, I think they're about the same anyway, right? Vegas minus 140 for game one, plus 118 for the Panthers. That's game one, like I said. And for the series, it's 125 and plus 105. Why couldn't they do Friday? Just do every other day. Start NBA game one Friday. So we have something every day this weekend. Saturday's game one hockey. Sunday game two NBA. Is it that hard? Do I have to figure this out? You guys know better than I do. I've been watching all the games. It's fun. It's good times. The 6-0 was not great the way Vegas got there, but they finished off the Stars. I'm going to take them in game one and in five games at plus 525. That five games is separate. Plus 525 for Vegas and five. They're deeper. They can play anyone's style. you know, they play Winnipeg or high flying Edmonton.
Yeah.
I know the Panthers, a parlay kid, you're going to probably make this point that they're and Bri, that they have the better goalie, the best goalie maybe, but I feel like Tampa Bay had the best goalie last year and lost to a Colorado team, which might've been more talent than Vegas. I'm not sure. I still like Vegas in plus 525. Bri, why don't we go to you? Cause you like the Panthers in one.
Yeah, I like the Panthers in game one, Panthers in six, I'm going to go with, which is plus 550. I will say the Panthers killed me the last series. I got pretty much every game wrong there. Just kept back in Carolina. And I know there's been 10 days off, so there maybe there's something to that. I mean, you didn't see that in the basketball game yesterday. But, you know, Florida's playing like they, you know, like some people, including Parley Kid, thought they would earlier in the year. They've won 11 of 12 and amazing in the playoffs. They've won 8 straight road games here in the playoffs. And this team just seems to have the answer for everything. They do have some luck on their side too. And I will say, I've pointed this out before, but Vegas isn't necessarily a dominant team here at home. They're a better road team.
That's the case a lot of these.
I know a lot of these hockey teams are right. Yeah. And you're seeing these trends. That's why I like the road team in game one. I like the Panthers in six. Panthers, I believe, you know, in the East, they've had a tougher route. And they've been getting better and better as the playoffs have gone on. Bobrovsky is performing well above what I think a lot of people thought he would. So I'll take Panthers in six.
All right, Pauly Kid, you got a little mixed bag here. Vegas game one, but Panthers in seven. Panthers in seven plays 550.
And it's certainly something I could probably wait on, I guess, if I like Vegas, if I could still bet the series at that point.
Sure.
In terms of, if the Panthers lose game one, I think that is now up to plus 600 in the series for Panthers to win in seven, which I'll get to in a moment. But I like Vegas in game one. I've said from the start, I think Vegas, especially out of the West, was the most well-rounded team. Very good on both sides of the ice. They found this goaltender that's kind of come out of nowhere. And we'll talk about him again when we talk about Conn Smythe a little bit. But I do think here that Vegas gets game one just from and I know home ice to me is not going to mean much in this playoffs. I wouldn't bet based on home ice. But I do think just in game one, it might be the one game where it's a factor in. So I think they get game one and the Panthers come back and do what they've done all year, all playoff long, you know, especially against some of the top teams in hockey. They've showed their grit as well as their skill. And I think the Panthers just eat this series. I think I look at it like this. I think this is a very even matchup.
Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of like the way I thought the Panthers and Carolina were. I think this series is kind of the same. So I'll just take the team with the plus in front of it. I mean, I'm sticking
plus you
with
have
the team
them at 15-1, right?
15-1 from the beginning of the year. So
you're the only one that survived. I gave free bets to Mikey Meatballs, Eddie Spaghetti. Spaghetti picked like six teams. None of them got through. Meatballs and I had Edmonton. The Islanders are gone. Damashek's Penguins are gone. Hench's Bruins are gone. Really, it's crazy that it ends up these two. Where do we land on a shutout, Bri? A shutout in any game? Yes, it's plus 105.
I'd say yes,
plus 105. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's do that. Let's do it.
Say Caesars too. They have
they got a bunch of stuff here.
They have the top goal scorer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the top point scorer and most assists they have.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong saying for top goal scorer, a guy like Carlson at 15-1 would not be a bad roll of the dice?
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Well, I'm going to give you one for Conn Smythe, a guy who has, first of all, the Conn Smythe odds, obviously, those you can find those anywhere, really. But I'm going to give you, and the odds are Bobrovsky, the goalie for Florida, is 2-1. Kachuk plus 250. Eichel plus 375. Those are your top three choices. I'm going to go for the fourth choice, Jonathan Marchessault, 5-1. 5-1 odds. Now, wingers don't usually win. I looked this up. There's only been one in the last five. And this is, Bri, this is a playoff-long award, right? That's why we have odds that are pretty stacked right now.
Sure.
He scored 9 times in 17 games. You know, 3 game winning goals. No one's hotter right now. He's 5 straight games with a goal. He shoots more than anyone. Florida gave him away for nothing. So he's got a chip on his shoulder. 17 points in 17 games coming on strong. I know there's other, you know, you want to go to Eichel probably before him if Vegas wins, but I don't mind 5-1 for a match or so. You guys are deadlocked with Tkachuk at +250. Parlay Kid, you've liked him for a while.
Yeah, I love Tkachuk. Boy, oh boy. Plays with an edge and with skill. A rare breed in the NHL. He's been on a tear. He has scored big goal after big goal for this Panthers team. And I think he just keeps it rolling. He's the glue on that team. If I like the Panthers, I like Tkachuk. Obviously, Bobrovsky is going to come into play here at +200. But I think in the end, Tkachuk keeps his point streak going, keeps his big-time goal scoring going, and he's the difference in this series. I'll take Tkachuk at +250.
There you go. All right, quick NFL run here. It's all about your Raiders, Bri. Brady says he's certain he's not playing again, which means, what, week three, week four, he suits up? He's absolutely certain.
Enough of this Raiders talk.
And I don't know what to say, but McDaniel says no anxiety over the Raiders quarterback situation. Of course, it came out early this week that Jimmy G, foot injury, may be more than everyone is reporting, and he could actually be cut from the team. But does it bum you out when you hear that Brady? Well, your first reaction when you hear Brady says he's certain he's not returning?
It bums me out a little bit. In terms of like just the thought, right? You know, just the thought. I mean, bring some credibility finally to the team if you played quarterback. You would like to see what they could do with him at quarterback or Adams. Mm-hmm. I would be interested to see that. But yeah, so bums me a little bit. I mean, I know the odds of that ever happening were so small anyway. But
well, especially so there's what he wants to do, and then there's if the league lets this fly, right? And Parley Kid, it was misreported earlier in the week that all 32 owners have to agree to this. Obviously 31, because the Raiders would if that's what they wanted. But now it's 24. So it has to be 24-8. If you're an owner, do you go for this? Certainly not an AFC West owner, right? You like take your chances with Aiden O'Connell or whatever. We're not putting the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I don't see.
Let him get hot point. For a
why
month.
Would they all, why would anybody jump on that if you were an owner of an AFC team, especially or a team that had to play the Raiders? You don't want to see Brady out there. So no, I don't. I don't know. Should I believe Brady when he says he's really done? Really done? Mm-hmm. I mean, geez, he could still play. He really could still play.
I
think any Raiders fan would be super excited if that guy was playing for them. I think they'd be excited for him.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
you'd actually have more Raiders fans than other teams.
You think that would happen?
Going to
that'd
the games.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
Going to the games, how do you think, Babyface? You think this vote would be close with the owners if they allowed it?
Oh, I think it would be. It would come down to one vote, probably. Mm-hmm. It would be close, and it would be the Patriots, and they would be like shit, like in succession, and they would, and then Tom Brady would storm out of the
interesting. Very hormonal Bill Belichick casts his vote and shocks the world. Interesting. Okay, I could see that. Mets win 4-2. They sweep the Phillies. That was fun to watch. Always good to beat them. Caesars has odds now on the series. Not now. They always do for the series. The Mets -150 to beat the Blue Jays, to win 2 out of 3 at least against the Blue Jays. The Yankees Dodgers. Is that out here? How did I miss that?
Yeah.
It's in
you're
LA.
Not going? You're not going?
I'm not going to go.
What about Joel? Joel, you going?
No, it's not anywhere close to Minnesota. I don't think Joel can go.
Oh, Joel's going to Minnesota. Right. Oh, God, Joel.
Meatballs, are you going? You and Spaghetti doing, have Joel. To be going to this, right?
Me and Spaghetti going tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
Good job.
Do you get a? That's awesome. Is there a good pitching matchup?
You better get ready to leave
Kershaw
in about 20
Severino,
minutes.
I think.
Yeah, it's Kershaw Severino. What's the?
You missed the first four innings. Oh, that's fun. Okay.
What's the price of the tickets? What do those go for there?
What'd you get that for?
We got for 100 each, I think.
Okay.
For us.
Okay.
All right. It's not bad.
It's going to be
bad.
Awesome. Awesome.
Dodgers -120.
Nice.
-125 for the series. Parlay Kid, do you get two here in LA?
It's the goal, Sal, to get two. The Yankees are playing pretty good ball. I think they got Stanton in the lineup tonight, Michael.
I believe Stanton, Canley, and Donaldson are back. Oh, I don't know if
Donaldson's
they're in the last
back. That's not going to help them.
Donaldson, but, the tickets were actually $140, and then they announced Donaldson's back in the lineup. So they reduced it.
Drove him right down. Yeah, right. I think, you know, both teams are certainly not in desperation mode here where they have to win two out of three. But I think the team that gets two out of three sets themselves up as the one of the best teams in baseball here. So
I agree. It's a nice way to start June. All right, let's take a quick break. You guys have Shark Tank picks, and then we'll be on our way. All right, Shark Tank. Usually it's three of you guys. I don't know what happened to the other guy, but it's a parlay kid, Brother Bri. You're each going to offer me a pick that takes place over the weekend. And I'm going to buy one of them from you. Go ahead. Parlay Kid, start us off.
Yeah, I'm going to take Bobrovsky over 29 and a half saves at -109. Look, his save total has been unbelievably high in this series. He's averaging 36 saves per game during the playoffs. He's gone over 29 and a half, 11 out of his 13 starts here in the playoffs. So he's been a save machine. Florida, you know, they're a well-rounded team, but they obviously do give up some shots on net. They play a little bit more of a wide open style than some teams, maybe say like Carolina, do. So I think Vegas will put the puck on the net, and Bobrovsky should stay hot. So I'll just stick with the numbers. He's been great in the playoffs. I think I'm not sure if they get the win here, but I think Vegas is going to pepper him with a lot of shots, and he's going to make some saves and go over like he has done 11 out of his 13 starts here in the playoffs.
That's a lot. All right, Bri, what do you think?
All right, well, first, Harry sent me a text. He said he wants Carlson to score a goal in game one, although he then said, I'm not sure the line. So,
okay, you know, that, good. Well, he gave that four days ago. So that's he has the Hurricanes, a player prop for the Hurricanes. That's how long ago he sent that. Yeah. They're
out of it. And then you mind if I just share the next text? He said, also, could you mention she was constipated the whole trip? So maybe.
Why does he want this out there?
They finally made it come out in middle of flight at both exit ways. Can you believe can you imagine? Ugh. Can you imagine sending that? It's
I don't know.
Your wife finding out you want people to talk about this.
I know.
It's insane.
It's disgusting.
Joel, what do you think of this? This is I don't know. He's just doing it for sport now.
Listen, I feel like I'm going to be a third wheel on this honeymoon. The honeymoon continues, but it might end. It would start as a honeymoon, and it's going to end in.
Oh, is she going? Oh, she's with you in Minnesota. It is the three of you.
It will be the three of us.
You feel like a third wheel. You are a third. Yeah. Well, that's a third wheel of cheese, you mean.
You know what's
going
to be happening. It's going to be Joel's going to be going out, and those two are going to be laying in bed. That's going to be the trip.
I can see that.
As I told you, Sal, I think Ken saw the word cook in the description and he didn't read the details. It was Dalvin Cook.
I see. And, so there's a little bit.
He thought he was getting a cook.
It's a little mix up there. All right. So, Brother Brian, is that your Shark Tank pick?
That's
and Harry is
going to
stay in the room? Yeah. Okay. I'll buy it if it is.
I am going to go UFC. It's at Vegas and the Apex. I'm going to get the main event. I'm going to take Amir Elbazi over Kai Kara France. Now, one thing I will say is Kai Kara France, I've been over him in some of the past fights. I picked against him in the last ones against Moreno and he lost. But Kai Kara France was like minus 200 not too long ago for this fight.
Really?
And all of a sudden it's even. It's minus 110, both of these guys. So I'm going to kind of go.
Is
with,
he constipated? Maybe Harry, what did Harry give him? Did Harry give him gummies? Maybe something's up.
But interesting. I'm going to back Elbazi here because, you know, he's the up and coming guy. Kai Kara France has had a bunch of really tough fights in a row here. And then he suffered a TKO with that body kick the last time. So Elbazi's just like one of those tough, you know, tough wrestler, submission guy. I think, you know, mm-hmm. he's improved his striking too. So he's the up and comer. You know, sometimes when these guys lose these big fights like Kai Kara France did to Moreno, I could see him then slipping in the next one. So that's why I'll take Elbazi here at basically a pick'em fight in the main event on Saturday night.
All right. The no to go the distance is minus 140. Interesting. I thought that would
yeah.
put the over. Yeah, I'm looking
kinda
at this.
Like, yeah, I kind of like the I kind of like the no there too, because you have a submission guy. You know,
right.
France could win on a KO too. So it's
right.
you got a couple
things looking at. All right. Pauly Kidd, I'll keep it with you on the ice. Bobrovsky over 29 and a half saves. I think same kind of thing. Lots of shots, maybe even a high scoring game for a game one. So I'm buying your sharp tank
all
pick.
Right.
Extrapoints.com/arcade. You can get yourself a nice gold cap. If you complete our quiz, it's got all sorts of stuff about Al Pacino's kids and the BET Awards and the Tonys. And if I will cry at my son's graduation this month, I put no. I don't think I'm going to. I feel like I've been to three of these already. Happy birthday to Archie, turned 18. Happy birthday yes. to Kyle Cicoli today, right? Pauly
22.
Kidd,
yes,
22. Yep. Wow,
that's
very
it.
Good. Very good. Yep. I told the story on Extra Points yesterday, Bri, about how Archie was conceived. I guess that was. September 04, does that make sense? That I was doing hidden cameras in Las Vegas Wednesday and Thursday. I was going to stay the weekend because we had tickets for, it was Hopkins De La Hoya. You were coming out to meet me. Yeah. I get a call from my wife. She's like, hey, I'm ovulating. I'm like, that's disgusting. I don't ever want to hear that again. So I had to fly home to Burbank. We go to Outback Steakhouse. We go home for an hour, get the job done. Fly back out to meet you. Were you there already? Or I'm trying to figure out how this was. You and Keith, right?
I think I was there. Yeah, and you were there. I think I got there. You left right away. I think
right,
you were
that
like,
makes sense.
I think you were like, we have some meeting or something. I think you said you had a meeting to go to.
Oh, I didn't
something.
Tell you? Oh, I thought I would tell you.
I don't think you officially told me.
Wow.
Maybe you probably did after that, not too long ago.
I think I wrote about this in my book.
You did. And if you had changed it to Applebee's, that means I would have thought maybe you stole Harry's story along the way.
Oh, really?
Instead of Outback. Yeah.
You did try to name him Bloomin' Onion. Yeah. Bloomin' Onion gets it done. If you need to get your knock up your old lady, that's the way to do
and
it.
But I will say you never, there was, did you ever feel worse on a trip that you went to? Because I know you felt so bad. Now I could care less.
I did feel bad.
When we went to the Hopkins De La Hoya, we couldn't get into the fight. Remember?
Like yes, I don't want to disparage the late, great John Carlin, who thought he was getting us tickets to the actual fight. But we were instead stuck in a big like conference room with the Bert Sugars of the world, people chewing on like 60 cigars. And we watched on like a Magnavox, like a 50-inch TV.
Oh, right? it was literally one of those like old school big. Yeah. I don't, in all honesty, Sal, it might not even have been 50 inches. It might have been like a 35 inch TV.
Yeah. Oh,
and we're in the press room. And
by the way, why did we do that? Didn't your brother Keith just buy tickets and go to the fight?
He bought tickets for like the, where you could watch it at
the closed circuit thing.
Yeah.
The
closed circuit thing. Cause it was too hard to get tickets.
Well,
for that.
That would have been better. That would have been better.
Although
but
that
anyway.
Was, that whole thing was great because when we were in the press after the fight though, we were in the room with the press conference.
Right.
So we were there for them. And that's where I took pictures with some fighters. We were sitting next
Tarver,
to
right?
Well, Antonio I took a Tarver. Picture with Tarver and Tarver wanted to punch me in the face after the picture.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you gave him a wedgie or something.
Yeah, we had some other great fighters too were in there too for sure. But that was
nice.
Interesting weekend.
Yeah, it's good times. Well, all right, now Pauly Kidd, you talk about the day that Kyle was conceived. Go ahead. You have 90 seconds. No good.
So I could not tell you. I have no clue.
Don't you keep a diary? I thought Mike and Meatball said you keep a diary. All right, that's fine. There you go. Well, Babyface, one more update from the Harry camp and then we'll sign off here.
I mean, all this baby talk now, I don't know, maybe his lover has morning sickness and that Pauly Kidd Jr. baby could be on the way.
She's got morning, afternoon, and night sickness.
I'm going to have morning sickness now.
Good luck to you. There you go. Babyface Joel Solomon, Mikey Meatballs, and the degenerate trifecta minus Harry. I'm Sal Singh. So long and happy handicapping.